A virtual celebration took place earlier this week to honor people in Milwaukee who are helping to create a healthier and more racially just environment. They were recognized at the African American Environmental Pioneer Celebration. We meet three of the honorees. Dr. Sylvia Wilson's credentials include a PhD she earned in urban education. Her academic journey takes her back to growing up in Milwaukee.
Growing up poor and a somewhat dysfunctional family.
So Wilson threw herself into studying, and when she headed to college, planned to become a lawyer. But she found her passion in working with young people and helping them to flourish.
And wanting to reach back and ensure that people have the resources, the access to knowledge and networks that will assist them in growing and developing into their best selves in a way that I really struggled to find.
That led Wilson to the organization Teens Grow Greens, where she became program director. With North and South Side branches, the teens grow their organizational and leadership skills by learning the many facets of urban agriculture. When she learned the Sierra Club Great Waters Group selected her as an African-American environmental pioneer, Wilson says she reflected more deeply on what being an environmental pioneer means to her.
The first environment that I'm most compelled to help is the individual human system, human beings. How do we grow and develop and become our best selves? And then understanding how that is intricately kind of intertwined with other environmental issues and how it's impacted by other environmental issues and vice versa.
Fellow honoree Richard Diaz came to environmentalism by way of community activism. That, he says, came out of his life experience growing up in Milwaukee.
You know, I've had cousins that are in prison, have committed very serious crimes. I have family members that are victims of crimes. And how does all that stop? You know, how do we do something to really heal the neighborhood, provide people with opportunity to make good choices? Like, you are a reflection of what you're around.
In 2018, Diaz worked in Milwaukee's Amani neighborhood. Its challenges include a high incidence of lead poisoning among young children. Diaz helped coordinate an effort to educate neighbors on sources of lead, old chipping paint, and aging lead water pipes, and how people could better protect their families.
After we did that education campaign, we needed to think of a way to continue just building awareness.
Wanting to do more, including affecting local policy, Diaz co-founded the Coalition on Lead Emergency, or COLE, composed of a broad range of community organizations. Diaz, who doesn't shy from taking on challenges, says being recognized as an environmental pioneer nearly took his breath away.
What this award means, you know, to me especially, is that there's something within me that needs to be listened to, that needs to be able to contribute to solutions and resources. Black people are able. Black people are competent. I think it's important for Black people to be seen in leadership.
Milwaukee native Sierra Talaferro applauds highlighting the work of Black environmental leaders like Richard Diaz. As important, though, she says, is to welcome them into the conservation field.
Those types of disparities, they're everywhere. It's not just in Milwaukee. And it's about highlighting the importance of having the organizations and jobs to reflect the communities that they work in.
Talaferro was recognized as a rising environmental star at Monday evening's celebration. She's a naturalist and environmental educator who found her passion for the environment in a senior honors class at Rufus King High School. Talaferro says the experience shifted her life's trajectory.
I really just found this niche for myself where I really connected to something that really mattered to me. In the same breath, wanted to find a way to make people understand that this is also something you should care about too.
Talaferro says she feels compelled to pass a healthier, more just environment onto generations that come after her. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.